now, you've got your kilt in a twist.
Helpable!
Here's your host, Patricia Fraser.
Aside from being a radio host, I actually have a job, a full-time job, and I go to it every weekday. I get on the bus, and I travel to the other side of town. Now, this bus line is the busiest bus line in North America, over 100,000 people. But because I'm clever enough to get on at either end, I always get a seat, and I travel along, and I look out the window at all these people in their cars, like one person per car traveling along, and I think, you guys are nuts. Get on the bus. It's so nice. You read, you knit, you listen to podcasts. Whether you're on the bus or on the road yourself behind the wheel, I know that, you know, sometimes you take us along and we provide you with a little traveling music. Now, funnily enough, if you travel in Canada long enough, you're going to be stuck behind a car from Quebec. And on every Quebec license plate is the phrase, Je me souviens. Here is Epsilon and a song of that title.
Flûte de juillet, ravive mon passé. Mes souvenirs de bravoure, planqués au fond des cours, pour jouer de mauvais tours. Je me rappelle les blessures, les bleus et les griffures, des courses à vive allure. Et les cabanes de fortune, les fous rires dans les dunes. Et je me souviens du temps, des averses et du vent, la chaleur sur nos peaux et le froid nous glace et le sang. Et soudain dans le lointain, un éclair de putain, des sueurs froides dans le dos. Je me souviens gamin, je me souviens gamin.
Les combats et la douleur pour laver notre honneur, un œil, un brin moqueur. Les deux pieds dans la poussière, les habits pleins de terre, le regard un peu fier. On s'inventait des histoires de butin, de victoire qu'on avait peine à croire. Des légendes sur des trésors planqués au fond des ports.
Et je me souviens du temps, des averses et du vent, la chaleur sur nos peaux et le froid nous glace et le sang. Et soudain dans le lointain, un éclair et putain, des sueurs froides dans le dos. Je me souviens gamin, je me souviens gamin.
Comme le temps a passé, j'ai dissipé dans la moiteur de l'été des effluves de juillet.
Et je me souviens du temps, des averses et du vent, la chaleur sur nos peaux et le froid nous glace et le sang. Et soudain dans le lointain, un éclair et putain, des sueurs froides dans le dos. Je me souviens, et je me souviens du temps, des averses et du vent, la chaleur sur nos peaux et le froid nous glace et le sang. Et soudain dans le lointain, un éclair et putain, des sueurs froides dans le dos. Je me souviens, gamin.
After the Storm by Sketch. You're listening to Kilt in a Twist, and later this hour we have a real treat because Cal Cote, our producer, got Pia on the phone. She is a Celtic artist from Oregon, and they do know storms in Oregon. Now, from Cassie and Maggie, we have a brand new album called The Willow Collection, and this is Shaylock.
Shaylock, my boy, and leave.
Celtic music, best enjoyed live.
Oh, who am I kidding? I'm gonna kill you anyway.
Check out these Celtic concerts.
Join the Vancouver Welsh Men's Choir and Winter Harp at the Massey Theatre for a concert experience that captures the spirit of the season in a gloriously evocative way. Winter Harp's outstanding musicians and singer, clad in beautiful medieval attire, perform a collection of music that ranges from familiar carols to Celtic, medieval, world, and Spanish tunes, together with the uplifting voices of the Welsh Men's Choir. Get your tickets early at vwmc.ca. Celtic Soundcheck is brought to you by the Celtic Connection newspaper, serving 35,000 Celts every month. Call 604-434-3747 or log on to Celtic-Connection.com and do stay connected with us at our websites, worldbeatcanada.com and calcapirate.com, where you find a playlist for today's show with links to the artists. You are listening to Kilt in a Twist with more Celtic coming up. including something spicy from Irish Moutard. I'm Patricia Fraser.
Thank you.
Afro Celt sound system and Anatomic. Before that, Irish Moutarde, they are from Quebec. That was The Black Mill. Now here's the Young Dubliners. They actually met in L.A. Here's Avanmore. Coincidence was their ninth album. That's the Young Dubliners. You're listening to Celt in a Twist. Don't go anywhere. We have tons more great Celtic music, plus an interview, an exclusive interview with Pia from Oregon. You're listening to Celt in a Twist, and I'm Patricia Fraser.
Most of us get a taste of the nomadic life our ancestors lived in early adulthood when we flee the nest and shuffle our stuff from place to place until we find home. Beauty Thunders, the new release by singer-songwriter Pia, explores the epic wanderings of the Celts, the Basque people, finding inspiration further afield from the musical traditions of the Indian subcontinent to the jungles of Peru. History and geography paid forward to the present day. Pia joins us from Oregon to tell us more about Beauty Thunders. Congratulations on the beautiful album, Pia.
Thanks so much, Kyle.
Did you spend a lot of time on Ancestry.com?
Not a lot. You know, a lot of my research partially was done through Ancestry.com. Some was also done through National Geographic's Genome Project, and then mostly just through talking to my family and kind of tracing our family tree back.
And what did you find?
One of the things that I found is that my, you know, my Irish family, our name, Doyle, is kind of a modernized name of an older name, which means dark foreigner.
Wow.
And that points to the family being what you call Black Irish. And so as the Romans were making their way across the European continent and the Celtic culture was being pushed further and further north, there were people who traveled all the way to the Iberian Peninsula and then from there got on ships and made their way to Ireland. And so that family name very much points to my family being one of those who arrived, and because of the dark color of their hair were, you know, thus named Dark Foreigners or the Black Irish. And then as I reached further back, there were several things in the lineage on my mother's side that pointed to that Irish family actually originally being of Basque origin, through the name and through just tracing where the family had moved from. And so that's another point of reference that the album kind of speaks to and follows.
Movement is the prevailing theme that ties these works together. Can you explain a little of that for us?
You know, humans have been moving and migrating since the very beginning. You know, we can all trace a common ancestor back to Africa. And so, you know, especially those of us with Irish ancestry, Ireland has always been a place that has been kind of occupied and taken over, and it's always been sort of this landing place for various people. From, if you go way back in time, the Milesians and the, you know, the Vikings, the Celts, my ancestors left their homeland hundreds of years ago. And there's a song on the album, Bon Hnic Éireann Ó, The Fair Hills of Ireland, that talks about that leaving of homeland and the loss of everything that you know and the culture that you love and the village life. And so it's a theme that's throughout the album.
Yeah, that's a beautiful lament. After studying at the New England Conservatory of Music, your interest shifted from classical opera to global music. What happened there?
That shift actually happened probably within my first semester at the conservatory.
Okay.
I didn't come from a musical family at all, and it was really a last-minute decision to pursue music, you know, in my education, because I actually wanted to go to school to be a photographer, to document sort of the last of our, like, living indigenous cultures. That was the dream that I was carrying. And so in some ways, there's a lot of similarity between mm-hmm. what I ended up doing and through song and what I initially wanted to do through photo imagery. So once I got to the conservatory, I realized that I was not only in over my head, but that the vocal performance degree that I had signed up for was actually very much geared towards opera.
Mm-hmm.
While I was there, I basically did the bare minimum to mm-hmm. satisfy the classical department, and then took all of these extracurricular classes and ensembles. And fortunately, the world music department and the contemporary improvisation department was really open to me joining in. And so I was able to study klezmer music and Turkish music and Indian classical rag. and all, you know, different forms of composition and improvisation. And so that was really where it started for me. And then after the conservatory, I moved out west, and I continued my studies of Indian classical rag through a lineage that's here, the Kirana Gharana. And then from there, I continued, I kind of fell in love with Qawwali music and continued my studies there, and then ultimately made the decision to travel to India to immerse myself in that tradition and that culture. And that was sort of the first leap, you know. Then India led me to Brazil somehow, and I was down there studying music, and then, you know, Brazil brought me back up here to Oregon. I started working with an organization here in Ashland called Rogue World Music, where I got involved with more of the Eastern European music and the Balkan music, and then finally the Irish and the Celtic music.
And none of that exploration would have happened if you were locked into classical opera. Probably not. You've got your Celt in a Twist, and we have Pia as our very special guest. You can connect with her and her music at Pia Archival Songkeeper, and that address is piasong.com. That's spelled P-E-I-A song.com. What does the title Beauty Thunders mean to you, Pia?
Beauty Thunders speaks about living and being on this earth in a beautiful way. And when I say a beautiful way, I mean a way that is in balance with all life, in balance with the natural elements that give us life, with the earth, with each other. There's also, for me, this reference to nonviolence and kind of taking a better way, a stronger way, ultimately, of when we are, you know, living and walking in alignment with our values, that ultimately that is what is most powerful. And we live in a time where we see a lot of injustice and greed and a lot of insanity around us.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, Beauty Thunders just talks about kind of holding our core and our center and our love and our compassion and our connection to the earth, and that ultimately that is what is most powerful.
This is a Celt in a Twist, so I would like to go out on a song that was passed to you by one of our favorite Canadian Celts, Mary Jane Lamond. Its title is in Scots Gaelic, and it's quite long, so I won't even make an attempt at it, but maybe you can tell us a little bit about it on the way out.
Yeah, so the title, Kimerani Mi Daun Sajirach, is How Can I Make a Tidy Dance? How can I dance a bonny reel? And she says, the pin's gone out of my dress and set my dance astray. The pin's gone out of my dress and set my dance astray. And that's a strophe. It's two dance forms, a strophe and a reel. And then the reel translation is, oh, my big, strong sheep herder. Oh, my big, bonny lad. And this one, the way Mary Jane taught it to me was, she said that this song would traditionally be played faster and faster and faster and faster until all of the musicians and the dancers themselves just fall over. And so it sort of has this runaway train kind of feeling to it, and it features my dear friend Murray Kyle is singing harmony vocals, a wonderful fiddler who's in Byron Bay, Australia, Laura Taggart. The whole album was recorded in Byron Bay. And the baron player is Guy Madigan. And it was just an absolute pleasure and a joy to bring this song to life in our own way.
Down to Jira, can it ready me did a boy? Can it ready me down to Jira? Can up a friend as far my heart? Can up a friend of who did he mean? Can up a friend as far my heart? Can up a friend of who did he mean? Can up a friend as far my heart? Can up a friend of who did he mean? Can up a friend as far my heart? Can up a friend of who did he mean? Can up a friend as far my heart? Can it ready me down to Jira? Can it ready me did a boy? Can it ready me down to Jira? Can up a friend as far my heart?
with a new spin. That was a song penned in 1411, Fair Margaret and Sweet William. That's from Jim Moray. Before that, of course, Pia. And Kia Mara Nimi Ne Danse Drach. You're listening to Kilt in a Twist as I murder the Gaelic language. And we have more great Celtic coming up. I'm Patricia Fraser.
An island of tranquility to soothe your soul and ease your troubled mind. Celt in a Twist presents A Pearl of Wisdom and A Pause for Reflection.
Relax, smell your roses, and then you'll be ready for a good probing.
This is your Cosmic Celtic play of the day.
Our Cosmic Celtic play for today is The Lament for the Viscount of Dundee by Tony McManus. But first, this thought to ponder from David Ogden Steers. We lament the speed of our society and the lack of depth and the nature of disposable information.
Thank you.
Scottish piper Chris Armstrong and the Barachios. Thanks so much for joining us today on Celt in a Twist. Thanks to our guest, Pia, the great singer. We are going to go out on Seva and Azul. Till next time, I'm Patricia Fraser.
Communications.